It is, of course, time for the business news. Ko take poe e nai nei ko Nona Peltier. Nona is in the studio. Unemployment, Nona, is expected to have risen to a three-year high. These official figures come out Wednesday, don't they?
They do.
So what's the reason for this?
Well, it is really that there are fewer jobs around. There is, although there are more people chasing them, we've seen fewer job ads. And there's been some significant layoffs. The public sector has lost 3,500 jobs, I believe, so far. We've heard about that. And the private sector also are losing jobs. As we know, the number of them are in the media, but not just the media. There's some job losses in telecommunications, manufacturing, building, and the banks too are actually laying off people. So what this means is we're expecting unemployment to reach 4.2%. That's slightly above the 4 we got in the December quarter. But wage growth is under pressure too. And so we're expecting to see a slight fall there, maybe 3.7% annual increase. That's still higher than what the Reserve Bank would like to see. The Reserve Bank's target is to get inflation under 3%. So if you've got wage growth of more than 3%, that's still inflationary. And that's not going to help the Reserve Bank with its decision to lower interest rates. We are seeing more recent economic forecasts pointing to a cut to the OCR or some significant cuts to the OCR in 2025, so not this year. And so overall, we've seen fewer ads, people looking for work. But, you know, that said, there's still plenty of absent vacancies, rather, for skilled workers in tech sectors and so on. There is still a demand for highly skilled workers we don't have enough of.
Inland Revenue is asking tax agents to help it get tax debtors to pay up. What's going on here? Because earlier we spoke to Inland Revenue and they were saying construction industry were not paying their tax bills. So who else are they chasing?
Well, there's quite a few. It's like 40,000 construction firms are behind at the moment. But how many exactly, we don't really know. I mean, Centrix, which is a credit agency, I spoke with them today. They said that hospitality is an area where there is some issues, accommodation also. We've seen in a number, like public sector and so on, there's some really difficult situations out there with different sorts of business groups. So it's not just construction. But what is interesting is the information about who is a tax debtor and who is not is limited. So Centrix doesn't know how much debt you might have owed to the tax department. All we're going to know if you do a credit check on an individual is what they owe maybe a bank or a customer finance firm or something like that. What they owe to the tax department, that's a mystery to everyone. So what Centrix is saying is beware, be careful, because the tax department is going to go after tax debtors. Now, they went soft on them during COVID-19. That's all going to change. Now they're looking at debt enforcement and insolvency proceedings. So let's say you do business with one of these companies and you say, for example, you put a down payment on a house that you've asked someone to build in the construction sector, and you've done a credit check on them and they look like they're all right. Well, you don't know that they maybe have a massive tax debt. And the next thing is Inland Revenue moves in and puts them into a wind-up situation. You lose your money. So what can you do if you're a consumer or a business doing business with customers? I mean, business customers who might be in debt, but you don't know, is to be vigilant. Be really careful. Ask for personal guarantees or whatever. But right now, there's high risk out there for consumers and businesses doing businesses with these many thousands out there that owe taxes. We don't even know who they are.
Okay, Nona, skates on for the markets, please.
Okay, so the index, it rose 1%, 111 points up to 11,917. Kiwi trading at 59.7 US cents, 91.98 Australian, 47.6 pence. That's about where it was on Friday. Bets are still on that the US Federal Reserve is likely to delay interest rate cuts. What's a big surprise there? Nothing.
Thank you, Nona. That's Nona Baltieri with Business News.